So let's read this again. Do not be conformed to this world, this age, fashioning what? After and adapting to its external superficial customs. But do what? Be what? You hear what they say? Be transformed. See, this world is superficial. Everything that Satan telling you that is so good and you ought to go after is superficial. It's untrue. It won't last. It is fake. It's deceiving. And if you go after it, when you get it, you'll wind up being deceived because it's superficial. It's untrue. It's a lie. This is not what God designed for you. This is not what he prepared for you. This is not what he called you to. And you give your mind and you give yourself to it, and your mind wind up being filled with false information, false thinking, wrong thinking, bad thinking, twisted thinking. Amen. And so he said, but be you transformed. He's telling you how to live in this foul world, this messed up world. He's telling you what to do, because see, you're of another world. Hallelujah. 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 So he said, be you transformed. What? Change. Transform, change. Now watch this. By the what? By the entire, not part of, by the entire renewal of your mind, by its new ideas and its new attitude. It's what new idea, because see, this world don't think like God. Matter of fact, let's back up. I say I was not going to go there, but I'm going to follow the Holy Spirit, because he's the one doing this, and I'm just in my job to obey. Right? So, guys, back up to, I did this last week, but back up to 1 Corinthians 2:14. And do this in the Amplified Classic. 1 Corinthians 2:14. I want you to listen to this. But the natural, who? But the natural, non-spiritual man does not accept and welcome or what? Admit it to into his heart, the gifts and teaching and revelation of the Spirit of God. He called it nonsense. So that's why God said, you be changed, transformed. You don't think like the world. You don't talk like the world. You don't hang around in fellowship with the world. You go after the world with the gospel, but you don't let the world control what you do. And that's what happened, people. And they say it's not true now, and I said it. They say you put a frog in the water, he'll stay into the ball and he won't even jump out. They say it's not true, so I won't use that one anymore. But I'm going to say this is true. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you allow the world, if you run with the world and you just take what they give you, they'll take you to places you don't want to go. They'll have you doing things that you never thought you'd do. They'll have you saying things you never thought you would say. And they have you doing things you never thought you would do. And you wind up living like you never thought you'd live. Without me going into detail, I don't want to do that tonight. I want to stay on this thought. We're God inside minded. We'll go on that later, because I have instruction to do so. But he said, for it, it's for it's what the natural, non-spiritual man does not accept or welcome, admit into his heart the gifts and teachings and revelation of the Spirit of God. For they are what? Folly. Meaningless. What are they? Folly. Foolishness. For a non-spiritual man to lift his hand, and you know, I wonder about some of us in the camp here. For a non-spiritual man to lift his hand, he said, "What are they doing?" That, and he'll go to a ball game or some other event like that. He is acting fool. You see them all out there. And that fellow just run down the field with a bag of wind and a leather pouch. And they just, go, 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 go. Woo! But you know I'm telling the truth. But when it comes to this living God that gives me everything, I can't lift my hands. I can't open my mouth. I can't express my gratitude to him. Something's wrong. See, a non-spiritual man won't do that. But a spiritual man, a woman, boy, a girl will. It's all right. It's all right to shout, but you ought not to put a bag of wind in a leather pouch over God. I don't know what he made out of pigskin, whatever. For they are folly, meaningless nonsense to him. And what else? He is what? Incapable of knowing them, of progressively recognizing and understanding and becoming better acquainted with them. Why? Because they are spiritually discerned and estimated and what? Appreciated. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So let's go back to Romans 12:2 and pick up where we left off. Transform, change by the entire renewal of your mind, by its ideas, its new attitude, so that you may prove for yourselves. See that? See, that's what he wants you to do. Because see, once you prove for yourself, you prove for yourself, nobody can change you when you and God have an encounter. Or when you have an encounter with God's revelation. This superficial stuff won't move you. It'll pop up, but it won't move you. Why? Because I become God inside mine. I know I got a revelation of this, and I know this like he does. He has revealed it to me. You notice what Paul said? We may have to turn in and read it. In Galatians chapter 1, he said, for anybody show up and preach any other gospel than what I preach to you, let him be accursed. You remember that? Why? Because this one, once you have a divine revelation of a truth that comes from God, can't nothing change that. It makes a, you know how they put these brands on animals? You know, this ranch have this certain brand. When you see that brand, you know who those cattle or those animal belongs to, don't you? That truth brands you. It's stamped on your conscience, on your spirit. And anything else shows up different. You say, that's not true. Because it's stamped. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah.